Thank you, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, God. And Lord, I'm encouraged this morning as that sweet lady, she pressed through the crowd to just touch the hem of his garment. Lord, thank you that in Jesus' name you're here. And Lord, we know that you hold us. But God, let us turn to you. And Lord, let us look fully into your face this morning. And Lord, how that happens is it's the word of your grace. It's your truth and love, Jesus. It's truth. Hallelujah. The beauty of the truth. The beauty of the word. Lord, thank you, God, that nothing's hard for you. Lord, thank you that, Lord, through Christ, I can do all things. Lord, thank you that if you be for us, who could be against us? Lord, every life here this morning, let them hear your voice. God, your sheep, hear your voice. In Jesus' name, we just call out to you, Lord, I hear your voice. Lord, thank you that you walk with us and speak with us so gently, Lord Jesus. But today, Lord, let us hear the word of life, God. And Lord, take it to heart, God, and changing us from glory to glory. God, quit of ourselves, going down our own paths, Lord, wondering time and time again, how am I going to get this right? Or how am I going to feel? Or how am I going to heal, Lord God? The balm in Gilead is here, and Lord, let us hear you. As the Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Thank you that you're here. Thank you that you've given us ears to hear. And in Jesus' name, open our hearts today. Amen. Praise God. If you would turn today to 1 Samuel chapter 18. And we'll be taking a sweet trip through many scriptures this morning. Thank the Lord. But in 1 Samuel 18, this is such a precious statement between David and Jonathan. Such a love, so incredible, this relationship that God, again, so freely gives. But are we willing to enter in? And again, how these kind of relationships and how this heart of love is so forged in our lives here. But in 1 Samuel 18, verse 3, it said, then Jonathan and David made a covenant. Because he loved him as his own soul. See, David and Jonathan, they loved one another as their own soul. They loved each other's soul. Because they made a covenant. They made a covenant. And I appreciated the Lord encouraging my heart about what this particular covenant meant. And what this covenant of hearts that truly God is ready to give us. That has given us to love one another's soul. And that covenant is to walk together in the precepts of the gospel. Did you hear that? To walk together in the precepts of the gospel. That's the agreement. And praise God for any relationship that you'll ever enter into. By the grace of God, let it be a relationship where you've entered in with that person to walk in the precepts of the gospel. See, the reason that this was so precious, the reason that this love between them, most people know the verse, that their love surpassed the love of a woman. People try to say, well, what does that mean? It means exactly this, to walk together in the precepts of the gospel. See, I could be in a romantic love with my wife, and I pray that I always am. But if that was just the extent of it, there's no more giving or continuing of marriage in heaven. It would be completely over. But yet, by the grace of God, I can enter into this covenant with my spouse that we're going to be agreed to walk in the precepts of the Lord. And then in that love, praise God, it supersedes beyond what we could even begin to describe. The love between a man and a wife. Because it's the very love of God that we love one another's soul. And we love one another as our own soul. There's something so profound. And I thank God how he defines it so exactly what this love of a soul is. It's when we Christians, did you hear that? When we Christians are in complete harmony or agreement with God and his word, and we enter into loving one another just as our very own soul. Praise the Lord. Yes, that is possible. And matter of fact, it's encouraged and it's right there for us to take. And I believe by the grace of God, we're entering in to this beloved fellowship. Because there's no greater height of the love of God than to love someone as your own soul. And you think about that. Why? Why? Well, it's because God loves souls. That's what God loves. He loves souls. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to save souls. To save the souls of men. And not only save souls, but to grow them up, mature them in all radiance, all pleasing, in the fullness, the measure, the stature, to be these fully mature, all pleasing sons of God. He loves your soul. Praise God. And I thank God for it. And this love of a soul, praise God, in us is the very heart of God that would be working and alive in us. See, loving souls is a beautiful thing. Because loving souls, brothers and sisters, it loves beyond the circumstance. Yes, it does. Take that to heart in your home. In every relationship again. You can take this, praise God, into your life. This is how, by the grace of God, there is victory all the time. There's nothing that can stand against the love of God. There's nothing that can keep that love, hallelujah, again, from conquering if you just receive it. I think about, you know, again, the power of the Lord that rose him from the grave. It was the love of God. The joy that was set before him, his great love for you. That's why he endured the cross. Hallelujah. That's why he endured that shame and all of that. Praise God. Was he was going to bring many sons to glory. The love of souls. Hallelujah. That's that love. And we thank God for this, brothers and sisters, because again, it's that love, the soul love, that loves beyond circumstance. It's that love that loves beyond heritage or situation. Can you imagine that we could even love one another beyond politics? Shame on us. Amen. Come on now. Let's get real. Thank you, Lord. It's a love that even loves beyond hurtful events. Because to love a soul, praise God, is God's love. I can't do that. Only God's love in me can do that. And when you love a soul, you'll see nothing but that life and the beauty of that life to God. Amen. It causes you to stop. It causes you to stop in your purpose, in your hurt, in a lot of different things. And it causes you to be still. And then the Lord begins to chasten your heart. And the Lord begins to work in there. See, when you just sit over there and you're just going to be hard, and I'm not going to forgive, and I'm not going to do this until this person does this or that, I'm going to tell you something. You better be still and know that he's God. And ask the Lord, Lord, let me perfectly love that soul, wholly love that life. And see, that's where the Lord's emphasizing my heart this morning is the soul love of brethren. That I would love your soul, praise God, that we would love one another's soul as our very own. Oh, yes. Just like David and Jonathan here. Brother Paul, he exhorted and encouraged the Thessalonian saints. And turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 with me. Such a beautiful encouragement here. In 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 12, it says, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you." See, if you know these scriptures in this precious letter that Paul had written, he had complimented and encouraged this group of saints. He said, you know, I appreciate your faith. I appreciate the love that you have for one another. But that wasn't enough. See, neutral you can't be. You don't just coast. It isn't like, well, again, I've said this many times. I've heard people say, oh, I've heard the bridal truth. I know the bridal truth. No, you don't. You make that statement like that. You don't know it. And I'm talking about know it in its intimacy. Remember about entering in, like we were talking a little bit? Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Are you listening to that heart? Do you hear the heartbeat? I love that about John as he had his head on Jesus' breast. He could hear the very heartbeat of God. This is how you hear the very heartbeat. I'm talking about the love beats of our Lord, is when you have your head laid against the Lord in Paul's gospel, the depths of that truth. And see, when you don't hear that, it's not quickened in your life. When you don't rejoice in that and, again, abound in that, it's not going to be real to you. You're not going to understand when you say, well, wait a second, what does he really mean by loving somebody's soul as his own? It's because we come into an agreement, a covenant, that we're going to follow and walk together in the precepts of the Lord. See, we walk alone with the Lord. We understand that. But see, there's a oneness in him. There's a unity, praise God, that when we walk in that, there is a love, and it's a love that's effectual and powerful and purposeful. Hallelujah. And it'll be an anointing to you, and it'll be anointing to my life as we walk in that. But see, this is loving souls, brothers and sisters, not to only receive God, but loving souls to receive God's best. Amen. Isn't that right? See, it's even like your own children. You didn't just say, okay, well, that's great. You know, I've got my kids. They've went through elementary school. I think I've done enough, and we'll just stop there. You say, well, no, you can't do that. You say, well, you know, they can get a job. He's 16 or 12 or whatever it is, and get on out there and go for it, son. Be good for you. No. You love. There's a nurturing that continues to go on. There's a continuing, brothers and sisters. And by the grace of God, I would hope that we would be vessels that would be so purposed in the things of God that our lives would speak of, and as we get opportunity, and especially with those that we know and love, that we're talking about encouraging. I don't want to enable you to just be distracted. I don't want to enable you to go off into this tangent or that. I want to enable you, by the grace of God, I want to be a joint that supplies the body to encourage you to run and to run well, to run fully purposed, by the grace of God, to fight the good fight of faith, to awake, as the word of God, as we said last week, out of darkness. I don't need to entertain those things. I can pass by that by the grace of God. I was thankful to the Lord, and I heard it. And we hear it all the time. And by the grace of God, we will praise him for his mercy till he come. But remember, that mercy seat has no power except for the blood of the Lamb. Know that. And that's the beauty of it. That mercy is there. And as you look upon the blood of the Lamb upon that mercy seat, I'll tell you, there's power in that blood. There's the power to change your heart because the mercy of the Lord. We go back to that encouragement of Scripture. Faith worketh by love. By love, by appreciation. Faith doesn't work in a sense. That's why I say the fear of the Lord last week. Please never take that wrong. That's God in his love waking you up. Amen? Brings you to that place. Whoa, I get it, God. I see the sign. Quit. Stop. Amen? Come on, we've all been there. But it's not because he's trying to hammer us. My goodness, if he wanted to destroy us, he would have been. But he's love. And he's there to encourage all the time. And when you see that mercy and you see that blood upon the mercy seat and how free and flowing it is, you finally quit. Quit. And say, Lord, I just appreciate you. I'm thankful how you forgive me. And I want this all-powerful blood that's been applied to my life. I want to yield, God, and have that work effectually and powerfully in my life. That, yes, I don't have to have that sin to reign upon my life. Amen? And brothers and sisters, there's going to be more challenges. Amen? Come on now, we know this. But this is what this is all about, brothers and sisters, that we love one another as our own soul. I think about that. Ye that are spiritual, restore such a one. Amen? I don't want to expose my brother's sin. I want to cover my brother's sin. Amen. And what opportunity and grace. And let me tell you something. The Lord's faithful to his word. And by the grace of God, that ministering goes forth. Oh, yes, it does, and it never stops. And I'm seeing it even be revealed in this past week. It's amazing. I never realized, oh, God's not going to let you go through life. I never realized. Because you know what? We're without excuse. And you've heard the word of God. And it's time to turn to it, brothers and sisters, and to fully go after this. This is an exciting time. But this is love that works in us that would be edifying, spiritually encouraging, to be used in every way in my life to add to the godliness of every life that I come in contact with. Now, that doesn't mean to be holier than thou and, oh, I'm a religious guy. That didn't do you no good at all. All that did was get away from me. Now, I don't go in there and partake in this and that. You understand that. But it's the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I thank God, even as he continues to reveal bridal truth. He talks about it over and over in the Word of God. It's a young roe heart. It's like these two that just got up here and sang. They're like giddy. They can't help but hold hands and things like that. We don't want doing that in church now. No, I'm just kidding. But, that's what this is. In love. In love. A passion. But that doesn't happen unless you read the love letters. That's not going to happen unless they're given in that wonderful power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. He's got to be the one that sheds that love abroad in your heart. Or you're just going to sit there time and time again and it's just going to be, man, what is that guy talking about? Huh? That little sister of the Shulamite. Oh, she saw marriage. She thought about me. She had no idea what marriage was because she wasn't developed. She wasn't ready for it. Those daughters of Jerusalem, they saw the romance going on and things of that nature, but they didn't understand about her. She was so in love, it began to irritate them. Huh? I mentioned that to you before as I really began to fall in love and knew that I was going to marry Polly. You know, my friends, well, where's Jess? Jess ain't here. Why don't you? I don't want to be with anybody else. Amen? Is that how it is with the Lord in your life? I don't want to be with anybody else. And let me tell you something. That anybody else, there ain't anything to be compared to that. And we all know it. Praise God. You go on even in verse 13 of this precious third chapter, it's wonderful. It'll even tell you that the testimony of this love of a soul, is the proof of those that will be ready for his appearing. I'll interpret that for you. It's a requirement. It's that love. It's a perfect love. It's a complete love that we love one another like this. See, this is the love that surpasses knowledge. This is the love, and I love this, that surpasses my way. This is the love that surpasses my will. This is the love that surpasses everything. This is the love that loves the unlovable. Amen? Come on now. This is the love that loves, oh, and I love this one, outside my boundaries. This is all I'm going to love, us four and no more. It don't work that way. It doesn't. It doesn't. I'm so thankful to God, and I mean this very sincerely, and you should thank him as well too. And God help us all. And I believe we do have this because it's the love of Jesus. It's not confined to this vessel or that. When you're truly in love, in this passion love, you want anybody and everybody to walk through these doors to hear the truth. Amen? People are talking about different things that, you know, I don't want my sermon published on this or I don't want my sermon published on that site and whatever. Let me tell you something. You can publish this sermon right here on any site you want. You say, well, what do you mean? Because if they hear it, they're going to hear the word of God. And I don't care what they were in there for, but if they heard it, I'll tell you one thing. They got hope. You hear the word of God and you'll have hope in your life. Because I'll tell you what, without hearing, there'll never be any faith. Know it. I don't know where this sermon's going, but I'll trust him for it. How about you? But see, this love isn't hypocritical. It's not limiting. And not limiting to love to who I want to love, to what I want to love, and even when I want to love. Aren't you thankful Jesus isn't like that? I'd be in trouble. How about you? I'm a little busy now, Jess. Just hang on for me. Oh, my goodness. Amen? Come on, are we spiritual? Oh, by the grace of God. See, this is his love. This is a love that is always. And this is a love that's perfect and complete. It's a love that loves in wisdom. It's not a love that enables to do wrong things. It's not a love that's going to patronize or pat for wrongdoing. But it's a love that will never leave in wrongdoing. It won't. It loves through. And it's a love that encourages. It's a love that's virtuous. It's a love that's sincere. And it's a love, brothers and sisters, and this is what I so thank God for, that would be ever increasing in the vessels in this place, just like the Thessalonian saints. And I have to tell you, I appreciate our church home. This is a very rare and precious place. Amen. I'm not comparing it. I'm just thankful to God for what I know in my experience by the grace of God in the word of his grace. I thank the Lord that nothing's withheld, that we believe, hallelujah, the whole counsel of God. Now other people will say, well, I know the word and I know the word and all this. No, the Lord knows the word. He is the word. And he would make known to those who will to know will know of the truth. But I'm not going to just say, well, it's because this denomination or that denomination. Let me tell you something. God is no respecter of person. And he's not stuck in a denomination. Matter of fact, they push him out of denomination because it becomes an organization as opposed to what God is, which is that free, wonderful organism. And it's the truth. That is truth. And I thank the Lord how free that is. And he does. He says, he that wills to know will know of the truth. You'll know of the will of God because it's his purpose. That's the very purpose of God. He wasn't trying to be this hidden mystery. Matter of fact, he gave us the precious apostle Paul to receive that message of the mystery of Christ and the church. Isn't that amazing? Thank the Lord for our heritage again in the Lord. But I thank the Lord again for what God has given us in this place. You think about this, brothers and sisters, every walk of life. We have every background. We have every race, ethnicity. We even have, I'm confident, every political persuasion. Isn't that exciting? It really is. It's wonderful. You think, oh, well, how could that person love when they believe that? You shouldn't be believing that. Or that. Or anything but this. This is it. See, I thank God so sweetly, and especially as we, if the Lord tarry for this next week, and I'll tell you what, you better pray for your leaders. You better pray for your leader right now, and if the Lord changes them up in a week, you better pray for them too. Amen? Come on. We're just believing God and his word, and you're going to be just fine. But see, that's, again, what is so, so wondrous and beautiful, brothers and sisters. It is out of every walk of life. It's out of everything. What a treasure we have. And I pray that we would be thankful beyond for every vessel. Every vessel. It's beautiful. This is a representation of what the Lord said. He said, out of every kindred and tongue and nation. Treasure it. Treasure it. Because people with... they try to do is they try to confine it and say, well, I'm going to feel more comfortable this way. Or these are the folks that understand me, or this is the only people I want to be with. Or this is how I get ahead. Or this is where I feel. Let me tell you something. You better get where you hear the truth. Get where you hear the word of God. And be thankful. And I'll tell you what, the Lord will be there. The Lord will be there. And he'll be there in full abundance. And I thank God it's exciting of what he's doing. Let me tell you something. Those vessels, they're going to be the beauty of those different jewels in the heavenly city. You ever read about the heavenly city? All them precious jewels? Matter of fact, they're of every color, shape, size, dimension, splendor, hallelujah. Descending from heaven, having the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think the stars are out in this place. Do you see them today? Praise God. Shining brilliant. Thankful for your brethren. And I know you are. I know you are. And you love one another. And there's a passion for one another. We want each other to win God's best, don't we? Hallelujah. And I know you pray for me, and I pray for you. And we pray for one another. Praise the Lord. That truly we would stay with this stuff and not get distracted. And not try to cut a deal. Well, this is more convenient or this is easier. Because you know what it is? It is more convenient and it is easier in a lot of ways to step away from the truth. But it's a sorrow and there becomes a leanness. And I don't want to finish this life. Oh, I wish I had when I know, praise God, what I know. All I wanted to do is to quicken my life and to encourage me. Thank you, God, how you took me out. And every one of us have that story. I think by the grace of God, I mean, just thinking about your different paths of how you got here. Oh, amen, praise God. And it had to be that way, and it was absolutely perfect. I think about the heartache. You think about my, many of you knew Sister Hill. Well, many didn't know that Sister Hill had a baby, and had a baby with a man, and they were married, and he left Sister Hill and that baby. And you'd think, what a tragedy. How awful. It's over. And he took the money. He took it all. I'm not ashamed to tell of that. And there she was. But God had a plan. And God had a plan, and it wasn't going to be through that man being the dad of that home. Because there was going to be a man of God that God was going to bring. And a man of God that wasn't a man of God at that time. And you all know him, his brother Hill. And he was the one that they thought in the family. Oh, all of them got saved, but not that guy. But then that guy fell in love. Now, do miracles ever cease? See, I think it's hitting home. And that's truth. That's truth. That's God. That's how divine. That's how purposeful it is. Quit asking God for a miracle. You're a miracle sitting here hearing the whole counsel of God. And the miracle, hallelujah, how each and every one of us got here today. I mean it. I was appreciating hearing about sweet brother Sam. He was telling my mom. He was out there. God took him out of this mountainous country in Mexico. How he got him over here and got him in this place. He doesn't forsake. He sees that heart. He saw that little shepherd boy out there tending sheep. His daddy even forgot about him, huh? And he had a good dad, that dad Jesse. But you mean all these sons of mine? Don't. And then Samuel said, don't you got another son? Well, wait a second, I do. But he's just a runt. He even smells like sheep. But it wasn't bad, was it? It's good to smell like sheep, isn't it? Praise God. All right. 1 Peter chapter 2. Almost done. He's almost here. Hallelujah. Honor all men. Isn't that wonderful? Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. See, honor God's elect. Highly esteem the brethren and one another. And I ask you, really, do we honor one another? Something that I really didn't even notice in a sense, but I couldn't be any other way. And God switched it immediately. When God called me to pastor, I could not refer to my family other than brother and sister. That was it. Now, we've been going on this way for quite some time. I'm not saying that it all changed at that time, but I refer to you as that. And that wasn't me. That was God. You're my brother and sister in the Lord. We're family. This is my family. I had the privilege of eating with my family last night. And there's my brother John. And I so love my brother. I reverence him. I reverence you. There isn't any difference. This is the family of God. Do you realize that? It's like a Sunday we gather in here. We're all coming home. Dad's called us home. We all just sit around the table. We eat. We thank the Lord for one another. You better start seeing some stuff or you missed it. See, you got to see your life. You're seated in the heavens in Christ. You're not seated down here. We're not down here. We're right there in the throne room. Jesus' name, we entered in there. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm seated there. That's where my fellowship is. And it's beautiful. It's lovely. It's supernatural. It's out of this world. It's where I want to stay. How about you? Amen. I'm there, but I want to be there. Praise God. But that's the thing. The Lord encouraged my heart that, you know, this is God's family. We're one. We're tightly fit. We're joined, compacted. We're all glorious within. Going on just a little bit more in some of these things that he says about our family of God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it goes on to say, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in the love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves." I love the peace that passes all understanding, don't you? Over in Hebrews, I love how he kind of concludes it there. And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, he says it so sweetly. "Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief." I laugh at that when I read that. I thank the Lord. Praise God, it's joy. There's moments of grief. But I thank the Lord how you love me. And I do. I treasure what God has provided. And again, how that transition when the Lord, again, it wasn't really just going on with the Lord. But as the Lord showed me so sweetly in that airport, when God called me to be your pastor, and the very first thing that opened up in my lap was Joshua 1. "Moses, my servant, is dead. I will be with you as I was with him." Thank the Lord. And I thank God daily for that precious encouragement to my heart that we enter into that. See, that those that God has placed, again, as our spiritual encouragements, and I pray we all are to one another, honor the Lord by appreciating and honoring them. You know, I ache for parents, I do, that allow their children to call adults by their first name. I do. I know that that's kind of popular today. I don't believe that. I believe that you respect your elders and honor them. I think we're in a time where we don't respect anybody. It's getting pretty dirty out there, and that doesn't mean we have to enter into it. But how much more even the family of God? How much more so even our teachers? Praise God. And I pray as your pastor, Lord God, is that we would appreciate the place that God has placed us in his body. And what he's done in this meeting. And this is something very dear to me, that we would honor one another. You know, I don't want to go with God having my own opinions. I don't. It's like with brother, God willing, coming to preach the word of God tonight. I want to lift up my brother. I want to be here by the grace of God to edify him as the Lord, by the grace of God, I'm trusting will edify me. And see, what happens is if I begin to really use this in my analysis of everything, I'm just going to kind of be afar off, just like those men said of the disciples. Aren't they just unlearned men? Yeah, there was a miracle in that, but they didn't enter into what was going on. Well, how about the ones in this meeting that even have received the gifts for the church? Our precious elders as well, too. God help us not to be critical. God help us to pray for one another. I'm talking about gift of healing, gift of tongues and interpretation. Sometimes it's real easy to get out there and judge and say, well, it should be this way or that way. Let me tell you something. It's not easy when you've received something so spiritually, supernaturally, an anointing like that. And the enemy would want to do anything to squash it. Oh, yeah. Everybody's always got an opinion. I just want to go with God's word. How about you? And the one thing I thank him for about this place is that the gifts are alive and well. We don't praise the gifts. We just thank the Lord. But I know in His fullness, praise God, it'll all be there. You will lack nothing. You'll have all the evidence of everything. See, I don't ever want to have, and I mean this very sincerely with this meeting, and I pray you just take this right. I'm grateful to God that we have saints in this meeting that are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I appreciate Brother Kevin. He goes into those jails and prisons. You know, it's time to get filled with the Holy Ghost. They got guards standing there and people and doing that. Well, we just start praying. Amen. I was teasing the family the other day, you know. We go out and pray at a restaurant. And, you know, I go with some people and they like to hold hands. That's fine. It don't matter. I said, well, why don't we raise our hands too? Oh, I don't want you to get people excited at the table. Well, maybe you should in the restaurant. But my point is that, praise God, that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Thank the Lord for it. I don't have to bring people in here to work up praise. I don't have to get, you know, well, we need a band. We need this. Need some entertainment. Even need to get somebody in here to pray with people to maybe receive the Holy Ghost or something like that. No. God's graced us. Be thankful for this place. Be thankful for the vessels in this place. Begin to greet one another. And I mean that. Learn how to hug. Don't let it be something that's a little uncomfortable. Now, it doesn't mean to make each other uncomfortable. Do it appropriately. But love one another. Is this not our family? Really, is this not your family? And I mean that. And it's so sincerely. And I'm not trying to be funny about this. But folks over here, get over there. And folks over there, get over here. Meet folks in this place. Don't just come in and leave. I know you're already looking at your watches. When's he going to end? I don't know. I might sit up here and talk a little bit more if the Lord gives me something to say. But it is true. Take time for Jesus. Take time for the best part. You're not that important. But to God, world's still going to revolve. Huh? Game's going to be what the game's going to be. God already knows the score. Huh? Come on. You got TiVo now. So. All right. Here we go. Perfect love is just that. Listen to this part here. It's complete, it's full, and it's the mark for the prize. That's perfect love, complete love. Let the Lord do complete love in your life. Doesn't matter how old you are. I know there's a lot of young people in this meeting, and I so thank God for you people. Man, I love the young people. I thank God that they realize that it's the Lord. But I'm telling you, avail yourself more for the Lord. Battle on. Receive more of the love of God. Ask the Lord, Lord, let the love of God flow out more through my life. Amen? The lovers fully overcome. But bitterness, any root, it'll always come up short. Love, praise God. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this time. Thank you. You've gathered us as family. We love you. We appreciate your encouragement to us. And truly, Lord, it is, as the Word of God says, that we would dwell together just to settle down in marriage and to appreciate one another. And again, when we really love as family, we just love being together. It's wonderful about the things that are going on. But when somebody's hurt in a loving family, family helps. Family's there to receive and encourage and extend. And Lord, that's what this is. We've agreed upon because of you that we're going to walk together in all of the precepts of the gospel. Thank you for that calling, Lord. Thank you for the oneness that you give us in you. Thank you for every vessel. Thank you for my brothers and sisters, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.